The Money Show.
Small business.
Pablo Fatidis, founder at Auric Business Accelerator. Before we talk about debt and funding businesses, because now, hey, there's hope you can. Electricity and renewables and a little bit of optimism today, Pablo Fatidis.
I think more than just a little, Bruce. I'm so excited. I'm so excited about the extradition treaty, which I understand we've signed with Dubai and the Emirates. And I'm so excited about that. I saw the announcement today around 100 megawatt plants can now be established without licensing and complication. And finally, we're starting to move.
Yep.
And I really think it's going to spur a tremendous amount of activity. You know, South Africa has, I think there are three companies in the whole of South Africa that made and took some very bold decisions about 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, and more recently, the most recent investment decision was probably a year and a bit ago, just before COVID, where they acquired these plasma laser lathes. And it's an enormous investment, and it's the kind of investment that is so well suited to building the chassis that would be able to cater for panels, solar panels, to support these plants. And what sits behind them, if we can get the steel, and the steel will come, what sits behind them in terms of installations, what sits behind them in terms of all the digital technology to support the establishment of panels and the establishment of dashboards and the communications around integrated electrical circuits and tapping into the wiring of a building to get our economy moving is, I'm so excited about it. It's going to really open up so much activity, and I'm so excited about it. I don't know if I mentioned, I'm so excited.
It's Christmas in June for Pablo. It's Christmas in June for Pablo. Now, look, let's talk about growth, because there's going to be a lot of demand for all kinds of industries, all kinds of businesses. I'm getting all kinds of WhatsApps from people telling me about what they've got and what they're ready to do and the triggers they're prepared to pull in terms of unleashing this wonderful world of renewables. But do all businesses who want to grow, do they all need funding? You would think funding would be helpful.
Well, not all of them do, because, you know, there are two types of growth that sit in a business. And we're going to talk about growth funding as opposed to, let's call it rescue funding or recovering your business, clawing back up. If we talk about growth funding, there are two types of growth. You have organic growth and you have next level growth. And the best way to describe it, Bruce, is organic growth. Building a business, it's been said, and I've heard this expression before, and it's so true, but building a business is like running a marathon. You start and you run and you run and you run. And if you can get a nice, steady, consistent pace, over time, the business will grow. It's much like putting money into an investment that's stable, that's predictable, and year on year with compound growth, eventually you accumulate value in your business. We call that organic growth. And organic growth shouldn't require outside funding. You should be able to support your organic growth through the way that you pay your suppliers, the way you collect money from your customers. When the economy slows down a little, as it did last year, for so long as you're able to manage the cost structure in your business and create some flexibility by removing or delaying or postponing costs, you should be able to get back into an organic growth cycle with very little effort from outside. If you do need to support it with funding, that's when you might be able to go to your suppliers and say, look, I can no longer pay you 7 days from invoice. I want to start paying you 30 days from invoice. They might agree to it. It gives you some more time to keep money in the process of the business to support your organic growth development. But you could also lose some discounts, early settlement discounts. So you can play off your suppliers. You can play off your customers. But most importantly, what I hope most businesses have been through is we've spoken about it for a year now, is that you've managed to variabilize your costs and reduce your costs along with the stalled growth that we all experienced last year. If you've done that, you've got the platform for organic growth. If you're happy to grow at the industry average growth rate, the country growth rate, if you're happy to grow at about 7, 8, 9, 10, up to 12% year on year on year. And that's the game that you want to play. You shouldn't require funding for that.
Okay, and then that's a fine and noble goal because it's slow and it's steady and you can manage it. You don't have to then bring in lots of extra people. You don't have to, you know, you might want to be that guy who just has control. But you may be one of these people who likes exponentiality. You might like to see a graph go from the bottom left-hand corner to the top right-hand corner in record speed. And you want to, you have big growth ambitions. But for that, you're going to need capital. You're going to need outside investors. You're going to need somebody to step up. Where would you go first for that kind of funding? Because this is the funding that goes surely beyond the friends and the fools and the family, unless your name is Rupert or Motsepe or Oppenheimer.
Completely. And, you know, that's where, so then you need to understand what you're doing. You need to understand that you're still running the marathon, but you want to get ahead of the pack. So you're going to sprint and do sprints whilst you're running the marathon. And in doing that, your body needs more oxygen. So that oxygen comes from one of two places. It's either going to come in the shape of debt. And classically, you would find debt from banks. Banks are really good at offering debt. And they've got very well-defined criteria against which they can offer debt. And you're going to look, if you can't raise sufficient debt or debt is not right to raise, which we'll talk about now, you're going to look for equity. And that's an outside funder. A new shareholder that you'll bring on board that will value your company today. And let's say you value the company at 10 million rand. If you're looking for 1 million or 2 million rands worth of additional oxygen and fuel to accelerate the growth of your business by some big sprints, you're going to give away 20 or 25 odd percent of the shareholding to accommodate that acquisition of your equity.
It's like Dragon's Den or Shark Tank. I mean, it's that sort of, you know, that's the game. But this is exactly it, right?
Yeah, that is the game. But here's the thing, Bruce. You know, certain, depending on what's going to bring that growth on. So, for example, if you're going to be acquiring a plasma lathe, because that's going to bring the growth on, and you're confident that it will bring that new growth on. And it'll bring the growth on because it's going to open up your capacity to service a new growth market in solar plants, for example. In that instance, you're going to find debt funding preferable, and you're going to find it either from the vendor that supplies you, the equipment owner that supplies you the plasma lathe, or you're going to go to a bank. Because in debt funding, the debt funder looks at it and says, well, what will you secure my loan with? Okay, we've got the plasma lathe. And what do you expect to generate as a result of additional cash flow to fund the debt from the next month onward? And that's the trick about securing debt funding for accelerated growth. The moment you raise the money, you have to start paying it back in the following month. So understand that not all of it can be immediately applied to the asset that's going to support that growth. If you can't manage that because the cash burn rate of investment is going to be quicker than the cash earn rate that that investment will bring into the business. In other words, the growth that comes in is going to be delayed by 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months. So for example, if you are acquiring a business or you're moving into a new market or you want to open up shop in Timbuktu, it takes longer for that revenue to come through. That's when you have to look for an equity funder. And looking for an equity funder, Bruce, has got two requirements. Find the money, certainly, but find the money from an individual, an organization, a group that understands your business, that might have relationships within your industry or sector, that has skills and know-how that you might not have, to take a business from 10 million a year to 50 million a year, or 50 million a year to 300 million a year, so that you're getting a lot more than just the money.
But just one word of caution in terms of giving away too much for too little. Just how do we get that balance right? Getting the right person with the right capital, with the right temperament, with the right skills to supplement what we do. And we've seen it all on Shark Tank and Dragon's Den. We see the way that the really sharp negotiators sort of play off the dragons against each other. And it's marvelous. It really is great TV. But you've really got to be able to do that so that you give away as little as possible for the biggest possible return that you can get without, of course, upsetting somebody who's played this, who's been in this rodeo many more times than you have.
Completely. And here's the thing. When you get an equity fund on board, that's a marriage. So go and get some counseling ahead of it, because you're going to do this once in your business. And that equity partner that you have on board is climbing into your bed, moving into your home. They're going to play with all your stuff, and they're going to talk about the future with you together. So as business owners, we raise that kind of funding once, maybe twice. But as funders experienced in this game, we know how to optimize the marriage in our favor. It really is worth, if you're going for equity funding, to get some really good guidance and advice, because forewarned is forearmed. If you think about what the benefit of wisdom is, it's a combination of the insight of having done it before and the foresight of preparing around how to structure a deal to make it happen and last and give a good outcome.
And this is the sort of marriage where you've got to make sure that you don't get screwed.
It's that exact kind of marriage.
Pablo Fatinis, I couldn't help it. I'm sorry. I apologize. Pablo Fatinis from Auric Business Accelerator.